And you're listening to K1, the one you trust. And on the telephone with me here, I'm a musician of grand renown. I'm pretty excited. We got Ion Zaka. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, as good as can be expected. We've got bright, sunshiny skies. We sure wish that we would be seeing you and the entire Dallas String Quartet in person here for the OKM Music Festival in Bartlesville, but we're going to see you online. That's going to be a little something different due to the COVID situation. Have you done this quite a bit this year with the virus and everything, as far as performing online?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, we had to adjust a little bit, you know, at the beginning, a lot of the performances, we just reschedule and cancel, but, you know, we found out that people who want to have some sort of entertainment, you know, they want to see live music, and it's the next best thing, you know, if it can be in person, you know, we still get to experience and we've devised a way where people can, you know, comment and interact with the band. So it's going to be a fun experience. It's a new experience. So, you know, there will be some fun aspects of it for sure.
Ion Zaka is with us here. And we have the Dallas String Quartet. A lot of people say it's where Bach meets Bon Jovi.
Yeah, for sure. So, if you're not familiar with Dallas String Quartet, it started as a classical ensemble, but change over time where the music and the repertoire change. We, you know, besides Bach, we start including, you know, Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, Led Zeppelin. And so a lot of times when people hear Dallas String Quartet, they're just thinking of a very classical ensemble. But this is a little bit of both. This is a... you'll have some rocking song and some classical music. It's a fun group to watch.
And now, primarily strings, because it's the Dallas String Quartet. But can you describe the instruments played? I know that you play a nice four-stringed instrument.
Yeah, so I play viola, and then so there's the regular two violins, viola, bass, and then we added drums, guitar, and keyboard. So just to give it a little bit of
little fullness there, you know.
It's hard to play Led Zeppelin Kashmir without drums, so it feels like you're missing something, right?
Right.
No matter how much you cover with the instruments, the quartet, at some point you're going to need those drums to bang on.
Well, your band is going to be performing online virtually and it's going to be on OK Mozart Facebook page, and it will be September 6th at 2 p.m. as we have the reformatted OKM Music Festival. We were going to have you here in the heat of summer, and doggone it, you get to play in an air-conditioned studio.
See, there's always a bright side. I think we're still going to try to come maybe next year to Oklahoma, but it's going to be different for sure, but we're so excited. I mean, if you've never seen this group, I'm telling you, you're in for a treat, because you've never seen a violin doing a guitar rock solo with pedals and sounds. It's just so unique. I mean, like, if you want, like, one song, you see these guys playing the most elegant Mozart you hear, and then it goes straight to Bon Jovi. It's like, what just happened?
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun, stuff, and it's very fun for kids as well, because, you know, they study music in school, and it's fun for them to see that you don't have to be limited to one thing, you know, just because you study in orchestra, in Mozart and Bach, that doesn't mean you can play something else. So they love, whenever they see us play Bruno Mars, Rihanna, all this new music in a fun new way, kind of combining the classical world with the pop world.
Now, your band's played all over the world. You've been all over the world. I understand that you're a native of Romania, but you've been all over the planet.
I have been. I don't know if that means I'm old, because I've been everywhere.
Not,
or I th- just, I don't settle, I guess, too much.
Well, I think it might be because you're popular, because, you know, I understand
that's very kind of you.
I understand that you're a voting member of the Recording Academy, better known for the Grammy Awards. How does a person get that kind of cred?
Well, you just have to be active in the music industries, and we have been recording a lot of music. We've done a lot of projects, played with a lot of people. And so I think we have about 6 or 7 albums out. So that's, once you start being active in the recording industry, then there's a process for you to be a part of that.
Wow. Well, it sounds pretty exciting, you know, get the chance to kind of look back on the industry and kind of be one of the people who actually gets a scorecard. That's pretty nice. You've been on just about every TV channel available. I mean, you've been on a lot of national media outlets. You've even performed for a couple of sitting presidents. That's pretty special.
Yeah, that's always special for sure. You know, we're lucky also we're in Dallas, so President Bush is here, so we get to do a lot of stuff with them. But it's amazing. It's an opportunity, and we don't take it for granted, and we're very grateful for it.
Now, I'm reading here that you played for the NFL, the NBA. You've been on ESPN, NBC, the CW, and just about anything that's got, television attached to it. They've had a camera on you, so that's pretty good.
I have a funny story for your listeners. So we were invited to play one of the NBA playoffs games during Christmas. And at the time when the schedule was done, the Spurs invited us in San Antonio. They didn't know who were they going to play. So we went to San Antonio, and it turns out they're playing the Dallas Mavericks. And we're doing the production meeting. The announcer comes and says, "There's no way in hell I'm saying Dallas String Quartet is playing the halftime show."
Oh, my goodness sakes.
So I said, "Well, okay." I said, "You can say DSQ, you know, and then if whoever knows, if they know what it stands for, they know. If not, it's okay." That's how they interest us. Ladies and gentlemen, DSQ. We're like mumbling, "We're Dallas String Quartet." You know, the rivalry between NBA and them. Mavs and the Spurs is like well documented. Uh-huh. But man, that was fun. That was fun, you know, play in front of 20,000 people. Like, those people, like, they never see electric violin rocking Bon Jovi, you know. So it was a good opportunity.
Dallas String Quartet. That's the long version of DSQ, and Dallas String Quartet will be performing live stream on OK Mozart Facebook, and you can watch virtually. And you're more than welcome to send a donation to OKM Music, please. We're having the reformatted OKM Music Festival, and Dallas String Quartet has agreed graciously to perform for us online. Now, also, you've performed alongside Josh Groban, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and the group Chicago. What was that like? Those are vastly different music genres.
Yeah, they're very different. I mean, it's great for us to see, you know, these legends in concert and kind of be a part of it and see how they do it. But I tell you what, some of it is not what you think it is. We played when we played with Trans-Siberian, we didn't even know, but I don't know if you've seen the show, if some of your audience has been there, but they have this pyrotechnics where they have all this fire from on the stage, you know, just to create this amazing look. And man, it was hot. I was right by that. I mean, our first time we did the first show, I was like, "Whoa, what is this? I thought something burned." But it's been great. It's been a lot of fun to play with them and see how they do it. You know, we're a younger group, so, you know, we appreciate and admire them. So it was an amazing opportunity. But yeah.
No, that is really something else. So you're also a composer and a producer as well. So do you produce all of the Dallas String Quartet albums?
I do. I produce most of them, but we have a couple of people that we have on staff that write music and do arrangements, but I produce most of them, yes.
Now, that's got to be interesting. First of all, you're performing on the album, and then you get to go into the studio, and you get to compile hours, days, weeks, and months just to make it even more perfect. And that's got to take a lot of patience.
Oh, and, you know, there's some issues there because musicians, you know, they're like perfectionists. They have to, in order to stay in a practice room for 5 hours to work on your craft, you have to have some OCD, you know. So you're just, so then put a musician in a studio, give him all the options in the world, and he will never finish an album because, you know, it's like, we'll always fix something. But yeah, and this past year, we recorded a Christmas album. It's so funny because we are working on it in July. It was like, Santa's coming to town. And I'm like, it's so hot. I'm in Texas. It's 105. But you have to change your mindset. And it's also fun because you can try new things. You know, our music is growing and we invite different musicians. And it's fun to see it, you know, to play with new people and experience new things. So I love the producing part, even though it takes a long time, but it's fun.
Now, is the Christmas album available now for sale?
Yes, it just came out this past Christmas, and it's an amazing album with O Holy Night, you know, different takes on Carol of the Bells, and just beautiful, luscious strings, kind of the kind of album that you would, you know, maybe not in Texas or Oklahoma, but if you have a fire, sit by the fire with the family and listen, that type of album is beautiful. I would encourage you guys to check it out. It's on Spotify and Pandora and all the stations.
Wow, you know, that's a full, rich sound. I can almost hear it right now. Boy, I tell you, it sounds like you're busy, even in spite of things. And, of course, we're happy as you know what to have you here, at least virtually, on September 6, 2 p.m. at OKM Mozart Facebook, a part of the reformatted OKM Music Festival due to COVID restrictions and everything. We don't want to get anybody sick, and that's the reason why this is being done. We're looking out for everyone. Now, do you still manage to play a few live dates with this COVID?
It's starting now a little bit, but it's a lot smaller scale for sure. But it's starting a little bit to pick up. But, you know, mostly, you know, I want to mention this is very important, and we appreciate if people check in and watch the performance. This is to support all the organizations, the arts organization, the musicians. It's very difficult time for everybody. And, you know, our industry has been hit very hard because nobody's going to concert, all the big gatherings, everything that meant concerts. So, you know, the community coming around and watching and supporting the arts organization, and especially in the festival, which has been doing an amazing job, it's greatly appreciated. And Sunday, you go to church, sit at home with the family, have lunch, and 2 p.m., turn your computer on, and you'll have some entertainment.
Oh, boy, will you. Dallas String Quartet. Now, I want to thank you for being here with us today, and best of luck to your orchestra. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing you on the Facebook Live and maybe, hopefully, sometime within the next year or so, live and in person if things clear up. And I'm hoping that they will so that we can do just that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Tom. A pleasure, and can't wait to connect with everybody in Oklahoma.
All right. Thank you. Bless you. And thank you very much, Dallas String Quartet. That's Yonka Zanka here with us today on K1. And we want to thank Ryan Martin from OKM Music for setting us up with this wonderful interview. Great guy.